He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is the January the 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson in-house in the Carlsbad BSN Best Stocks Now Studios, where I've been doing radio now for over 20 years. So welcome to another show. Hopefully there will be another one tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Are you getting tired of winning yet? The Dow is up 93 points this morning. Can you believe it?
I know.
You know, I was around in 99 and 2000, and the streak in the NASDAQ, I think that was shorter and more furious. But this has been longer and just more. It's every day.
It is.
I've never seen anything like this. And in the meantime, the VIX... What's the VIX? Look at the VIX, VXX, which is the volatility index. That thing just keeps sinking, right?
You do not want to own that.
Right no. Now. I mean, there has been hardly any volatility in the market. It seems like it goes up every day. If we get a 200-point down day, our phones are going to ring off the hook here, yeah. Right? Because people are used to every day.
The only reason
day.
It goes down if there's an article somewhere that turns out to
well,
be fake.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a minute. Yesterday's big rattling in the bond market turned out to be a false claim by Bloomberg, which I have never liked. I've never liked Bloomberg myself. Now I like them even less. Well, anyways, we've got the markets up today. We've got the NASDAQ up. The Dow's now up 99. 99 bottles of Dow on the wall. Shoot one down. It's 25,468. The S&P is up 10. 2,758. The Russell 2000. Oh, the NASDAQ up 24 points. 7,177. Boy, when we get to 777, that looks like that slot. That's that jackpot, isn't it, at Wynn, Las Vegas?
Yeah.
777 with a dollar machine. That's going to pay off big. Russell 2000 up 8, 1568 right now. We've got crude oil. Have you ever seen a run like this in crude oil? I read yesterday one analyst saying it's going to 80. And, of course, we have a pretty decent exposure to crude oil. We called it just about right after being absent from crude oil markets for a couple of years. We've replaced a lot of the dividend stocks with oil stocks that pay big dividends and have capital upside appreciation. Gold's up $2, 1321. And the bond market, which was rocked yesterday by fake news out of Bloomberg, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they aren't. They're so smug over there in their black suits and their white shirts and their black ties, and they're just so proper over at Bloomberg. The 10-year bond is at 2.56% today. Recovering a little bit after yesterday's drubbing. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And I've got Stephen Gunderson in the house here. The stock winning streak ended yesterday on China and NAFTA concerns. Okay, now this was news after the end of the market yesterday. What kind of impact did the China story have on the market yesterday? What kind of impact did the NAFTA story have on the market? And did you see the late rebound in the market towards the end of the day?
Yeah.
Remember, we were down over 100 points at one point in the morning.
We got to flat. Did we finish up? Or
It was now probably still down a little.
I remember it got to zero.
Yeah, it might have even went positive a little bit because I think people started to figure out, you know what, Bloomberg, you're full of you know what. NAFTA also was weighing on the market. There was a report that Trump was pulling out of NAFTA. Well, listen to this. On Wednesday, Bloomberg reported that China was halting or reducing its treasury purchases amid a less attractive market and rising U.S. trade tensions. And you know what China said? What are you talking about? China poured cold water on reports that it might stop buying U.S. debt. Thanks a lot, Bloomberg. You know, how many times does this have to happen?
I know.
It's not just
Every week.
It's every week. It's a major network. Do these people even check their stories anymore?
No.
Do they ever apologize or accept responsibility?
It's all about being first now, not
being
right.
Yeah, it's all about being first, whether it's right or not.
That's the problem with social media, because things get out there fast.
It rocked the bond market yesterday. It scared the you-know-what out of many bond investors. On a Bloomberg report that China denies. Okay, well, just keep that in the back of your mind the next time. I listen to Bloomberg in the mornings because they're the only game in town on the radio that early.
When did it come out that it was fake news? Do you remember? Was it after the market closed?
Because
I'm looking at AGG, and it actually finished positive yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know when it... I think that people in the know figured it out before the market closed, but
yeah,
I don't think China announced it until after the market closed, because this impacted the futures last night. So it was definitely after the market closed. Okay. Now here's another thing that Bloomberg impacted yesterday. Did you see the financial stocks and interest rates? Did you see the breakouts in Schwab, Ameritrade, which we were happy about? Comerica. Now let's just take a look at Schwab today. All right, I bet anything it's pulling back. It's hanging in there, but nothing like the big move it made yesterday. Bloomberg impacted the entire marketplace yesterday because of this so-called China news, which China flatly denies. You know, I'm just finding more and more of this article or this book that's out now. Every day I hear more and more discrediting of the author that claims Trump is a drooling idiot with dementia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every day. Some so-called source in the book flatly denies that he ever talked to this guy.
Yeah.
What kind of a world are we living in?
Guy made a lot of money.
What happened to honesty?
Yeah, I don't know.
And integrity. Instead, it's all about agenda. It's all about agenda.
And money.
It's okay to lie if it fits your agenda.
Yeah.
And you know, it's driving them nuts to see the market pounding higher. Do you see CNBC fumble all over their words every day?
I don't watch them anymore.
Well, the market's going up, but it's only impacting the 1%. Only the 1%. Well, did you see the news from Walmart today?
I did.
Walmart
and
is
waste management. Did you see waste management too?
Walmart is the biggest employer in the U.S. Everybody
bigger
that
bigger than Amazon now?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Everybody that works for a Walmart today woke up and they got a raise. They got a raise to their starting wage rate. Now a lot of people make more than $11 an hour, but I don't know how big of a raise this was, but their starting wage rate for all hourly associates in the U.S. they raised to $11.
I'm sure in some states it was as low as $8. I'm guessing.
Well, then they got a $3 an hour raise, okay? And a cash bonus of $1,000. Now, how does that just impact the 1%?
It's going to expand their maternity and paternal leave benefits.
Exactly.
That's pretty sweet.
And why? What's the reason? The new tax plan.
That's right.
Waste management says, we'll take your $1,000 and we'll raise you $1,000. All wage management employees are getting a $2,000 bonus. That is 34,000 people. Okay, these are garbage collectors, waste engineers, I think they call them nowadays. And they are saying because of the tax benefit. And where do you think those people are going to spend that $2,000?
They're probably going to pay off credit card bills, but that's a good thing, too.
Nah, Habit Restaurant, Jack in the Box, that's where I'm headed, man. Vegas, you know, they're going to have some fun. Hotels, vacations, Disneyland. It's going to be spread around in the economy. So don't tell me that the tax cut for corporations only benefits the top one. I'm sick of hearing that, all right? I'm sick of hearing that. Well, anyways, the market is up today after the false news by Bloomberg yesterday, the huge breakout that we saw in the financials yesterday, which want higher interest rates. The financials want higher interest rates. They got them yesterday temporarily. Thank you, Bloomberg, for nothing. And then again, we had the NAFTA rumors out there yesterday affecting the last couple hours of the market. And, of course, that is being flatly denied today by both Canada and Mexico. All right? We got news on the cryptos.
Yep.
You do what you want with the cryptocurrencies. I have warned you as strongly as I possibly can warn you.
I think
you.
Almost everyone on the planet has warned people.
And yet, I'm not getting emails anymore from people supporting the cryptos.
Well, you will now.
I had people.
Now that you said that.
I had one person say, "I won't do business with you unless you change your opinion on the cryptos." I'm going to change my opinion when I see a house of cards that's ready to crash. Cryptos plunge as South Korea plans a trading ban. But wait, it gets even worse for the cryptos. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter. I just started going through my database here yesterday. I'm going to start with the Z's and work backwards. I'm feeling dyslexic today. Anyways, I came up on a five-letter symbol, ZNNMF, and it's got an A-plus momentum grade. I go, what in the heck? I look at it. It's a 39-cent stock in Canada that's involved in the electric battery business, and the stock has doubled in the last week. So
nice.
There's one to add to your watch list. Which is coming to the Best Stocks Now app. Didn't you
What's
see
the symbol for it? Do you want to throw
it out?
Well,
I don't want to throw it out because
you don't want to encourage people to buy it.
It's really a long shot. It's a 99-to-1 long shot, you know, out there on the outside in this turf race. What you saw the prototype yesterday, you're going to be able to add stocks to your watch list, right, in the app now.
I saw the prototype.
Did it look good?
It looked good. So if you're familiar with the app, when you're looking at a stock, in the top right-hand corner, there will be a little eye
button.
And you press it, and it adds it to your watch list.
Beautiful.
And down at the bottom, there's going to be a tab that says watch list.
Beautiful. And I wonder if you click on the watch list, will they come up in alphabetical order? Probably that's best.
Probably alphabetical.
Yeah, okay. And the second thing is we're adding a new sector. Okay, just like we did not have a social media sector in the year 1990, and didn't have some of the internet sector, you know, at one time. And we're adding a marijuana sector. You know, I'm not a proponent. I'm not a fan of marijuana, but it is a legitimate sector now that Canada is legalizing it and many states.
Unless the feds come in and raid everyone.
Unless, Sessions shows up and, you know, with blinking lights. But we are adding, and there's probably 30 or 40 stocks in the sector.
We got to make some changes to them, though, because we have them in the drug sector right now.
Well, what sector? Well, yeah, it's going to change. We're going to create our own sector. All right, because that's the sector I've been putting them in. Now, having said that, in the speculative portfolio, we have now made two trades so far this year in the speculative portfolio that I've closed.
That's right.
These are realized gains.
Right.
The first one was ACBFF.
Marijuana company.
Which I bought on December 26th, the day after Christmas, and sold it on...
Is that one Aurora?
January 9th. Yeah, Aurora Cannabis for a 71% gain. How did I find it? By using the A-plus momentum tab, which is coming to the app. Traders alert. Go look at the A-plus momentum stocks every day in the app. I can tell you from experience.
When it's available.
It will be available soon. Now the momentum grade is on each stock.
Yeah, but you got to go search for
it. You'd have to go through each stock one by one. Now, I find that the A momentum grade is just, it's good, but A-plus is like, woo, baby, look at that. You want to take a look at those on a daily basis if you're a trader. Oh, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to start giving you a number each day of how many A+. I'm going to say there's about 100 a day.
Oh, that's a lot.
Sometimes it's a 39-cent electric battery stock from Canada.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Schwab. It just depends. But I found ACBFF when it became an A-plus momentum grade. We bought it and sent it out the trade alert, okay, on December 26th. The stock was trading at $6.17. We sold it 2 weeks later for a $10.54 for a 71% gain. That's our first trade of the year, okay? The second trade of the year was cannabis, C-A-N-N. Now, we made a lot of money in this stock. Was it early last year when it started showing up in the app as a highly ranked stock? You know, every stock has a fair shot, all right? I'm an equal opportunity investor, right? Hey, if it's Boeing, it's Boeing. If it's Cannabis Inc., it's Cannabis Inc. Every day I have about 100 to 300 stocks that I really put the microscope on and really focus in on and take a close look at. We bought CANN on December 28th for $5.27. I sold it January 9th, 2 days ago, for $9.56 for an 81% gain. So that's it so far this year. First trade up 71%, second trade up 81%. And we've currently got about 4 or 5 open positions, and I'm looking to replace the 2 that I just sold for those big gains. Now, that goes out to live trading subscribers on the app, which you can go to beststocksnowapp.com, beststocksnowapp.com. It's $89 per month, and it includes my weekly newsletter with all my portfolios. Is there a better deal in the market? The only better deal is have me manage the money for you so you don't have to be deciding when to sell and when to buy and all this, because timing is very important in all of this, this business that we are involved in here on a daily basis. So once again, markets recovering today after the news, which proved to be untrue, put out by Bloomberg, a Bloomberg story. You know, Stephen, while you're at it, do a little research for me. Can you find the author of that story?
Sure.
I want to know if he's still working at Bloomberg, and if so, why? Do you know that 9 out of 11 sectors in the S&P 500 were down yesterday because of the story? And the bond market, poor retirees owning bonds got slammed yesterday because of this story. It just makes me mad, and it ought to make you mad too. Cryptos plunge as South Korea plans a trading ban. South Korea is planning to ban cryptocurrency trading via exchanges, according to their justice minister, Park Sang-ki, sending Bitcoin prices plummeting and throwing the virtual coin markets into turmoil. Okay, let's take a look at GBTC today. That's an ugly chart. You know, it's hanging on to its support level, but it's been basically cut in half. Okay, I called the top in the Bitcoin, basically at the top, and GBTC has now gone from 3,500, it's 1,800 today. I call that a 45% loss so far. And I think that the cryptocurrency market is reeling right now. Now, if that's not bad enough, China is upping their Bitcoin crackdown. Now, this is according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, the story's
Can
true.
We believe the Wall Street Journal? Probably
I
not.
I found the Bloomberg article,
Who's
by the way.
Who's the author?
It was Emma O'Brien. Reports on how China is said to be reviewing its foreign exchange holdings.
Okay. Well, Emma, I'm going to write you an email today, Emma. Yeah. you rocked the market yesterday. I'll bet somewhere in America, some retiree had a heart attack yesterday because of probably. You, Emma. That's not right, Emma. Get your story straight before you do something irresponsible like that. Now, unless China's lying, you know, I don't know. Either China's lying or Emma didn't get her story straight. One or the other.
China weighs slowing or halting purchases of U.S. treasuries.
Yeah, and they said they threw cold water on it. They said there's no truth to that story. Anyways. All right. Well, a study by Chainalysis, China accounts for nearly 80%. Now, here's your problem, investors. If China cracks down on the cryptocurrency, China accounts for nearly 80%.
Well, South Korea is a big one too, and they're
going to. Yeah, I hear
it.
They're all going to Japan now. The dealers are running to Japan. Well, Japan's going to crack down next. And you want to own Bitcoin? Be my guest. When we come back, big news on the economy today, and several of our stocks, several of our best stocks now in the news. Who are they? We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I have news for our Atlanta listeners. We will be moving to the 4 p.m. drive home time slot.
That's right.
Starting January the 29th. That's a Monday. And we will start off with the first 2 minutes of how the market closed. And then you'll hear the show, but it will be at 4 p.m., not we'll be moving, where are we at now? 10 a.m., I 10, believe, yeah. In Atlanta, which not a lot of people on the road at that time, but we need to start alerting you. I'm not leaving the Atlanta airwaves. I'll be on at 4 p.m., and I've seen your traffic at 4 p.m. I was there in your traffic at 4 p.m. There's a lot of people on the road at 4 p.m., and hopefully they'll have their radios tuned to our good Atlanta financial station. Give me the call numbers. Would you look that up?
Oh,
you know what? We need a list.
Yeah, we do.
Can you make a list?
I have to make
There's another list. Assignment there for Stephen to have a list of all of our affiliates that we broadcast on. But
it's WAFS.
Yes, exactly.
Does that sound right?
Yes. We were just there not too long ago. We love our folks in Atlanta. Love the manager there. And we'll be back in Atlanta doing a workshop here real soon. Definitely. You know, with before March, you know, somewhere in there, February, I'm going to spend some time down in the southeast in February and March. So I'll be hitting Sarasota hard. I'll be hitting Atlanta hard. And still got to get over there to Dallas and meet the folks there. Okay, news on the economy. No inflation yet, okay? We keep looking for inflation, and the PPI index comes in negative. Producer price index, which would be an indication of inflation heating up. But if you listen or read most analysts out there, many people expecting inflation, because what is happening when the unemployment rate gets so low, and now all of a sudden you're competing for employees, the labor pool is pretty thin right now. That puts upwards pressure. And in addition to that, the dollar continues to sink, and that's driving up oil prices, which are going up every day, commodity prices, which are going up every day, and I see the dollar down again today. I definitely think inflation is wafting through the air out there. It's not here yet, but investing is all about the future. And the commodities continue to really rally here. They had a huge rally again yesterday on the bond market news. What's the numbers there? What's the number in WAFS?
I just closed out of it.
Okay, give me.
I think it was 1190.
Yeah, that's what I was on to say. All right, now.
Yeah,
okay, 1190. We have news from the ECB. This is something else we got to watch this year, the central banks. What's our Fed going to do? The expectation is for 3 interest rate hikes. But what is the second biggest economy, the European central bank, going to do? Well, they're giving signs that, you know what, the party's over, boys and girls. We're going to start getting a little bit tighter over here. And we want to continue to watch that German Bund. Remember that. We report on the German Bund every Friday. I remember there was one big analyst. I don't know if it was David Tepper or if it was one of the bond guys like Gundlach that said, you know what will set off the bond markets all over the world? He said, keep your eye on the German Bund. And we do that every day. We did that yesterday, and we haven't seen any rise in the German Bund rates yet.
Nope.
Speaking of Germany, their GDP expands the most in 6 years. You know what? I mean, look. The global economy pretty much goes as America goes. And we were living off of monetary policy for 7 or 8 years, and we had 2% growth. Now, all of a sudden, things are perking up. We got the fiscal policy that shot in the arm that we so badly needed. And guess what? It impacts the rest of the world. the German economy expands the most in 6 years. And we've been reading about Japan recently, which is still living off of monetary policy, but they're riding our coattails. Latin American economy riding our coattails. We impact countries. It's good not only to have a vibrant economy here in the United States. It's just as important to have a vibrant economy around the world because those are our trading partners. We want them to have vibrant economies too so that they buy our Boeing jets, so that they buy our Cisco routers, so that they buy our Apple phones, etc., etc., etc. Did you hear that kickoff yesterday? You know how they boot it? That's the kickoff.
Right.
Well, we had the opening day. You know, look, this is January 11th. My wife and I are headed to spring training in middle of March in Arizona, and it won't be long until the opening day pitch is thrown all across America. Well, Delta kicked the ball off yesterday. They threw the opening pitch for what?
Earnings season.
Earnings season began yesterday, and it was kicked off into the end zone by Delta. And let's see how Delta stock is doing. They're the first S&P 500 stock to report. Look at the chart of DAL breaking out to new highs today. That's a good start. Delta Airlines, which I like flying. They're my favorite. We fly Delta when we go to Atlanta. And when we go to Charleston, South Carolina, we fly Delta. I like Delta. I'm not such a big fan of Alaska anymore. Old planes and, I don't know, old stewardesses.
I don't fly, so I don't know.
Old food, I don't know. Delta, I had a delicious meal coming home from South Carolina on Delta Airlines. They beat by 7 cents. They beat on revenues. They topped their estimates. And here's the important thing. Here is the important thing. Forward guidance. They guided higher. Okay, now, what I want to look at, and I don't see it here in this article that I'm reading, I don't see what impact the tax cut, I'm sure it's in there somewhere, I don't know what impact the tax cut will have on, oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Yes, it is.
Increase our previous full year guidance to $6.35 to $6.70 per share due to additional benefits from tax reform.
Okay, so if you're using a 10 multiple on an airline stock, 35 cents a share, that makes the stock $3.50 more valuable than it was before. But that's now you got to look at each and every year, okay, going down the road too. So there's your first one. And I got to believe that Delta probably has a lot of write-offs, probably doesn't pay a real high tax rate. But they are saying that the impact, the old consensus estimate was $6.35. And the new estimate is $6. And don't forget they sandbag. They always sandbag. They always play down expectations so they could come in and beat expectations. Now here's what's even more important. That's for this year. Now we go out to next year. The old estimate, $5.35. The new estimate, $6.35. So that's pretty good. Okay, $1 per share for the full year. Delta up 1.5%. CES, I talked to one of our future clients yesterday. He was in Las Vegas. He could not get a hotel room. They're all booked. If you could get one, it was $300 at a Motel 6 because of CES there. Intel showed off a flying car. Speaking of Delta, they're going to have competition here. A flying car marks the first time that the Volocopter, which can cover a distance of 27 kilometers, and it charges in less than 40 minutes. You can fly to work. You can land out here in the parking lot, go right over the traffic.
That'd be nice.
You know, if I was in L.A., I would have one of those for sure. But Intel sees a future in the flying car. We did have another company report earnings. You know, I'm a little worried about the home builders right now. We own one. But having said that, look at KBH today. I don't know if Kaufman, it used to be Kaufman and Broad, now it's KB Home. How's my Pulte doing? Is Pulte going up in sympathy? Not really. No. What the heck?
I mean, it's up.
It's up a little, but KBH, is exploding to the upside.
Up 9%.
And I remember saying, watch the building stocks, because we're getting a builder as the president, right? He's a builder. That's what he did for a living. And look at this single-family home stock. I'm not sure if KBH is in the S&P 500 or not. I'm going to look that up. And see, I have a listing of all of the S&P 500s. KBH is in the S&P 400. So that's the mid-cap index, not in the S&P 500. But still, look at that breakout.
Yeah.
Is that not good news that people are buying new homes?
It's great news.
It's great news. And the people that built those homes, don't you think they shop at the local grocery stores and go to the movie theaters and the restaurants and all this and that? KBH is a harbinger. It is a bellwether for our economy, and KBH is breaking out to new all-time highs today. Now, when we come back, three of our stocks, best stocks now, in the news today, and it's all good news. You want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, let's talk about three best stocks now to close out the day. Let's begin with Amazon. I wrote an article about Amazon last year saying it will be a trillion-dollar company at some point in time. What is Amazon's market cap as we sit here today?
$607 billion.
Okay, so it's got to go up another 60 or 70% to reach a trillion. I believe it will. And J.P. Morgan agrees with me. J.P. Morgan reiterates its overweight rating for Amazon and increases the price target by $10. Come on, J.P. Morgan. On a $1,300 stock,
you're... What is that, like a six-month target price?
Yeah. They increased their target price to $1,385. It's at $1,259. What are they giving, a six-week target price here?
Yeah.
Analyst Doug Anmuth writes that Amazon has the potential for a $1 trillion market cap. I totally agree. Since the company remains early in the e-commerce and cloud secular shifts. Oh, that's a brilliant deduction there, Doug. In our view, Amazon is investing in more major growth companies than any other company we cover. Anmuth says Amazon has a 10% share of the U.S. ad market compared to a 42% share of e-commerce sales. You hear that? They have a 42% share of e-commerce sales. The analyst estimates Amazon's ad business. Okay, so we don't really look at them as an advertising company, do we?
No.
But don't you think that's one of the most visited websites in the market?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is 42% of the e-commerce.
Exactly. The analyst estimates Amazon's ad business to generate, and I grew up in the advertising business. It's all about eyeballs, how many people see those ads, to generate an over 60% sales growth this year. So he likes their ad business. And not just recently, a couple days ago, Piper Jaffray said, we see 12% upside for Amazon. What is my five-year target price on Amazon? And what is my current overall ranking of the stock? And what's the momentum grade of the stock right now?
Five-year target price is 2,000.
Okay, and it's at 1260. Current, right?
Let's see, momentum is an A.
Momentum grade is an A.
And the overall grade is an A-. It's ranked number 134.
What's not to like? Now, I went negative on Amazon for a few months. They had a big stumble. And I got back into Amazon because they recovered from their stumble. They have a way of doing that. I think they have a very smart CEO. I think Bezos, despite some of the wacky things he says, I think he's a pretty smart. Now, the stock of the last 2 weeks has been Netflix, which we own also. How can you call yourself a best stock now, premier growth portfolio, and not own Amazon and Netflix? After all, Netflix is the N in FANG, right?
Right.
And Amazon is not the A in Fang. It should be. Or is it? Is it Apple?
I think they added an A. I think there's two A's in Fang now.
So it's Fang. Fang. You got to make it long. A. Double A.
Apple
I think
and
there's a
Amazon.
Double A. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Barclays is a big believer in Netflix.
Well, there should be three because...
Welcome to the party, Barclays.
Google's Alphabet now.
That's right.
The G is no longer a
no,
G.
No, you're
a.
right. There's three. But I guess they're doing it by name.
No, well, the name alphabet. Is Alphabet. Yeah.
Three A's. Now we've got triple A in Fang. All right, now we look at Netflix. Look at this chart. Yeah, you see this chart on Netflix?
It broke out like a week ago.
Do you see the smile on my face? All right, I want to hear from you the same three numbers. What do we have as a five-year target price on Netflix? What's the momentum grade, and what's the overall grade? Out of 5,500 different participants in my Best Stocks Now app.
Five-year target price of 350.
It's at 217.
Momentum grade of A minus.
Not bad.
Overall grade of A minus.
And the rank.
Rank number 84.
84 out of 5,500. Of course, we've owned it for quite some time. We have huge gains in Netflix. You know, if you look at these other guys, I saw Hulu report the other day. They have like 12,000 subscribers. All
12
right.
million.
12 million.
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
Roku.
Roku had 17. Netflix has half the world. Not half the world, but...
No, they're at like 75 million, I think.
Or it actually says 93 million
93
here on
million.
Market Smith. So, okay. I mean, they dwarf the other guys. Yeah. They could crush them. And look at all of... Does Hulu... You would know the answer. Do they have original programming like Netflix?
Not yet.
And that's what's really... You know, Netflix has become a network giant, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, you had, wasn't House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, like,
correct.
Huge?
Stranger Things was huge. They just came out with a movie that was only for Netflix.
Yeah.
With Will Smith.
I mean, he's on the right track. There's another smart CEO, right?
Yep.
Started off with...
He's adapted.
He started off by mailing the DVDs.
Yeah. And we thought that was genius at the time.
Yeah. And now look,
I don't have to go to the store.
Here's a smart guy, Reed Hastings, running this company. Now, the third one in the news today is Boeing. Look at the chart on Boeing. We almost have a double in Boeing now.
It's crazy.
You Seattle folks, you know, that's one of the prides of Seattle. And don't forget Amazon, too. We drove by many of the Boeing plants and test runways and wherever else the Boeing engineers work. We talked to a lot of Boeing people in Tacoma. Boeing is flying high right now. Look at that chart.
If you look at the one-year chart, you can make an argument that there was never a point anywhere in the chart where you could say, it's rolling over,
never.
I should sell it.
Never. Well, analysts say Boeing has more room to rise in 2018. So if you work for Boeing, you know what? And when we land in Charleston, South Carolina, there's a Boeing plant right there. And we had an Uber driver who was just getting off work at Boeing. Gave us a ride to the hotel and gave us a little update on how the Boeing plant is doing in South Carolina. Boeing extends its year-to-date gain to nearly 8%. Now, this is on top of last year's. It was the biggest winner in the S&P last year. And they believe, this is who, I want to, Fort Pitt Capital believes that Boeing shares are still moderately undervalued, particularly if the company can sustain free cash flow margins. And you want to own bonds? You want to be in an asset allocation that has 60% of your assets in the risky bond market at this critical juncture in time where a 30-year bull market in bonds has come to an end? And even the bond king, Bill Gross, says we're now entering into a bear market in bonds. But don't worry, you won't lose too much. I don't want to have any exposure to bonds. Give me a Boeing and stocks like it any day of the week with dividend yields. That's my take on the market. We manage money here. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.